Well, thank you. It is a great privilege for me to be back with you again. Take your time.
OK， 鲍姆是非常荣幸来到我们当中。
My wife and I just returned from a trip out to Western Canada.
他和他的妻子刚刚从西部加拿大回到这里。
We were visiting our churches there.
他们造访那边的教会。
The pastors and their wives.
牧师和师母。
And then visited with two churches who are looking to join the GCC like you did.
就像我们一样，有两个教会也刚刚加入了 GCC.
And so we met with their elders.We met with their elders.
他和他们的长老们见面。
And then we attended their churches.
也参加了教会。
And are thankful for churches right across our country that love God and love His Word.
他很感谢主，让我们这个 GCC 越来越扩大了。
And you're a part of that, and we're thankful for you as well.
我们也是当中一员，为我们也感谢主。
When I was a kid, when I was a child.
当他是一个小孩的时候
There was a program on television called Mission Impossible.
他说那时候有一个电视节目就是不可能的一个任务
And they've made a number of movies with that same title since then.
还做了一个同样的一个题目的一个电影
The idea was something that was too big to deal with was going to be dealt with.
他那个讲就是一个实在太难的难以完成的一个任务
The Christian life is mission impossible.
我们基督徒的生命就是一个难以完成的一个任务。
Unless we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us.
所以圣灵内住在我们心里边。
And then the mission is possible.
但是呢，这个又是一个可以完成的一个使命。
And that possible mission is what I want to talk about today.
这就是他今天想要谈的。
I'm going to do something I don't normally do.
他今天做一个是他不经常做的一件事情。
And that is, I am going to look at a large text.
他今天是讲了一个非常长的一段经文。
But the first part of the text is so important to set the stage for the last part of the text.
他第一段经文
The first part is important to set the stage for the last part, or the context.
他说第一段经文是为后边的经文先预设一个舞台。
And so we want to start by taking a look today at the amazing work of our sovereign God.
他开始呢就是讲到我们至高无上的神所做的一个奇妙的一个工作。
God is sovereign.
神是至高至尊的。
He is the king.
他是王。
He is supreme.
他是至高无上的。
He does as he desires.
他按照自己的意思来行事。
He has the right to govern the universe as he wills.
他有权柄按照他的旨意掌管万有治理宇宙。
And we live in a world that stands in opposition to all of that. The world doesn't like that.
但是呢这个世界不喜欢我们的神。
So I want to begin by looking in chapter 1 at the Trinity.
我们从以弗所书第一章当中我们看到神的三位一体。
And just look and see some of God's amazing work in our salvation.
我们看到神的奇妙的工作在我们的救恩上面。
So let me pray and then we'll dive right in.
我们先一同祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
主啊，我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you for the truth that it is.
感谢你的真理。
And thank you for your Holy Spirit who shines the light on your word.
感谢圣灵光照我们。
So give us ears to listen today.
给我们受教的耳。
Give us minds to understand.
给我们能够明白你的话语的心。
But then, Lord, in the power of your Spirit, give us passion to live out for our Savior Jesus Christ.
主啊，圣灵带领我们能够愿意的来活出你荣耀的生命。
And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的祷告 ，Amen.
Well, the chapter in Ephesians chapter 1, one of the greatest books of the Bible for sure.
以弗所书第一章是我们圣经当中非常非常重要的一节经文。
It is just filled with theology.
Excuse me.
Filled with truth about God.
它这里边充满了神的奇妙的真理。
And so we are going to very quickly go through this part of chapter 1.
我们很快的过一遍第一章。
But I want to focus on this so we understand more clearly chapter 2.
那我们更重点的是在第二章。
The first thing we want to see is the amazing work of our sovereign God.
我们首先要看到我们神的一个奇妙的工作。
And take a look at the work of the Father.
我们首先看圣父。
In verses 3 to 6, it talks about the work of the Father.
在第一章的三到六节讲到就是我们的父神。
And then in verses 7 to 12, it talks about the work of Jesus Christ.
那第七到第十二节就讲到我们的主耶稣基督子神。
And in chapters 13 and 14, it talks about the work of the Holy Spirit.
最后十三、十四节是讲到我们的圣灵的工作。
And so for those who in our world struggle with understanding the Trinity is found in Ephesians chapter 1.
那很多人呢对我们的神的三位一体非常的难以理解。那我们在圣经这个以弗所第一章当中就讲到了很清楚的我们的三位一体的工作。
When Ephesians talks about the Father, it says that He has chosen us.
圣经里面告诉我们关于父神是他拣选了我们。
Think about that.
大家想一想。
God chose you.
神拣选了你。
If you've put your trust in Jesus Christ, that's the seal of knowing God chose you.
如果你相信了耶稣基督，就说明父神拣选了你。
John 6:44 says, No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day.
约翰福音六章四十四节说，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
I am chosen from eternity past.
我们的拣选是在创世之前永恒当中的。
In Romans 3 verses 10 and 11 it says, And no one is righteous, no not one, no one understands, no one seeks for God.
那在罗马书三章十节说，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
In John 15 and verse 16, it says, You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give it to you.
约翰福音的十五章十六节说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名。无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
There is a reality in Scripture that God chooses us.
一个事实，一个真理，就是神拣选了我们。
And we're going to see in chapter 2 why that's so critical.
那我们在第二章当中，我们会看到为什么如此重要。
But not only has God chosen you, the Bible says God has adopted you. We see that in verse 5.
神告诉我们，不只是神拣选了我们，而且神收养了我们。
Think about that. God adopted you.
大家想一想，神收养我们，领养了我们。
Adoption doesn't give a person life.
这个收养并不能给我们生命。
Adoption gives us standing in God's family.
这个收养是让我们站在神的恩典当中，站在神的家里边。
So not only has God chosen me,
神不但是拣选我们，
but God has adopted me.
而且神收养我们。
How amazing is that work of God?
这是何等奇妙的工作。
Now because we're moving quickly, when I preached this in my church, we took weeks going through these verses. We took a long time going through this.
Oh, okay. 他本来是用花很长时间要做这个整个这个经文这个过程。
And we can't do that today.
但今天我们没有那么多时间。
But go to the next piece of the chapter in verses 7 to 12.
那我们就快一点，我们看到这个接下来的七到十二节。
It talks about the work of the Son.
那讲到了父神，讲到子神的工作。
And it says in verse 7, it says, In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace.
第七节说，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
He has redeemed us.
他救赎我们。
He has bought us back.
他把我们买回来。
He alone has paid the price.
他的自己的儿子 肃清了这个赎价。
He is the only one who could pay the price.
也只有他能够肃清这个赎价。
Jesus Christ has redeemed us.
主耶稣基督他救赎了我们。
In verse 7, it also says that he has forgiven us.
第七节他也说他赦免了我们。
The forgiveness of our trespass.
赦免了我们一切的过犯。
Who could forgive except the spotless Lamb of God?
只有耶稣基督神的羔羊才能够赦免我们。
In 1 John 2:12 it says, I am writing to you little children because your sins are forgiven for His name's sake.
约翰一书的二章十二节说，小子们呐，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主的名得了赦免。
It means our sins are carried away.
这个意思就是说我们的罪被带走了。
Forgiveness is not only a positional thing that happens at a point, but it's also an ongoing thing.
这个并不是说在停在一个点，而是持续不断的这个赦免。
Christ has forgiven me.
耶稣基督赦免了我们。
Undeserved.
我们本来不配。
Is free.
这是一个无价无偿的，是一个 free 的。
The forgiveness is complete.
这是一个完全的。
It's ongoing.
持续的赦免。
It's poured out on us.
这是赦免，是这个恩典是加在我们身上的。
It's according to His grace.
是因为出于神的恩典。
And His sin and His forgiveness takes my sin as far as the east is from the west.
他把我们的罪带到了，就像圣经说的，东离西有多远，就带到了多远。
Jesus Christ has redeemed me and forgiven me.
耶稣基督赦免我们，并且救赎了我们。
But he's also made known the will of God.
并且他向我们显明了神的真理。
Think about that. God revealed his salvation to you.
大家想一想，神将他的救恩的真理向我们显明。
In verse 9 it says, Make him known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ.
第九节说都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
What was once hidden is now revealed.
Pardon me?
What was once hidden is now revealed.
他过去这个旨意是隐藏的，现在向我们显明了。
In the Old Testament, they looked forward, they looked to a Messiah.
在旧约当中，他们一直向前仰望、盼望的弥赛亚。
But in the revealed will of God in Jesus Christ, in His revelation.
但是像我们现在借着耶稣基督向我们完全显明了。
We understand God's will for us.
我们能够明白神的旨意是什么在我们身上。
One more thing about the Son.
另外一个关于神的儿子的事情。
He made us an inheritance.
他把我们塑造成了神的产业。
And verse 11 says, In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
第十一节说，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他的旨意所预定的，叫我们的荣耀。从我们这首先在基督里有盼的人可以得到称赞。
Think about that. God has made you an inheritance.
大家想想，神把我们做成了神的产业。
Not just an inheritance that we receive.
不只是我们得到了一个基业。
But also God sees us as an inheritance to the gospel.
而且神把我们当成了他的一个基业。
The value that God has for us is so incredible.
这个是多么的重要，这个价值。
And it's revealed in Jesus Christ.
这都在耶稣基督里向我们显明了。
Most of that inheritance is still to come for us.
这个更重要、更大的基业正在向我们来。
And we look forward with expectation.
我们正在等待、正在期盼着。
Well, now in chapter 1, it finishes in the work of the Holy Spirit.
那我们最后呢，在结束就是在圣灵的工作上，我们结束。
It says in verse 13, in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.
嗯，等一下。
Verse 13.
Okay, 第十三节，你们既听了真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Think about that.
大家想一想。
God sealed you.
神加上了印记给我们。
The picture in Bible times would have been like a seal on a document.
我们大家想想，在这个文件上盖章。
It spoke of ownership.
这是代表着一种所有权。
It spoke of authenticity. This is real.
这告诉我们，这是一个所有权，这是一个可靠的一个证据。
It spoke of authority, the one who was in control of the seal.
这代表着一种权柄。
It also spoke of value.
也是一种价值。
And it spoke of security.
这是一种稳妥，一个稳固。
When you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit.
当我们信耶稣基督以后，我们就被圣灵加上了一个印记。
What an awesome work of God.
是多么奇妙的一个工作。
Romans 8 verse 9 says, You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him.
罗马书8章9节如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Verse 14 says,Who is the guarantee, of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory?
第十四节说，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。原文是至，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Think about it. God guarantees in the Spirit your delivery on the other side.
大家想想，在圣灵里边，我们被保证把我们带到另外一边去。
But what about me? What's my part? What do I have to do?
那我们怎么办？我们应该做什么
？It says, in verses 13 and 14, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him.
我们做的就是相信。
Our part is to believe.
我们只有能做到的就是相信。
Our part is to transfer our trust.
我们就把我们的信心，把我们的信靠交在他身上。
Our part is to put our hope in Jesus Christ.
把我们的希望放在他的身上。
Our part is to understand that I don't keep working for my salvation. God has done it for me in Jesus.
我们所能做的就是把我们的救恩放在他身上，我们做不了。
I just believe.
我们只能相信。
Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, Without faith it's impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him.
希伯来书的十一章六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Listen up.
Listen 大家我们想一想，我们查一下自己。
Are you guilty of trying harder?
我们有没有这样想更加努力靠自己的罪呢？
Maybe if I try harder, I can please God.
我们能够靠我们自己更努力来荣耀神吗？
You don't need to try harder. You need to depend more.
我们不需要更加努力，我们需要更加的信靠。
Are you guilty of manipulating situations so that you look good?
我们是不是有这样试图想操作环境
and you take things that really belong to God and you're trying to do them yourself.
我们本来是应该交给神的，然后我们想用我们自己的办法来解决呢。
You don't need to manipulate things, you need to trust God.
我们不应该这样，我们应该把这个信心放在神的身上，相信他。
Are you guilty of unconfessed sin?
我们有没有还没有向神所认的罪呢？
Because God already sees it.
Pardon?
God already sees your sin. God sees your sin.
Oh, 神已经看见了我们所有的罪。
You can't hide it from Him.
我们不能隐藏的。
We need to confess and we need to repent.
我们需要认罪，我们需要悔改。
Are you guilty of holding back and not giving God your all?
我们有没有退后的罪呢？
We need to step out and by faith give everything to the Lord.
我们需要从这个退后当中跳出来，我们将一切放在神的身上。
Are you guilty of some form of disobedience?
我们有没有一些 悖逆不顺服的罪呢？
Something you know God wants you to do, desires for you to do.
当我们知道神希望我们去做，
you need to,
等待我们做的时候，
you need to obey.
我们需要顺服。
Only believe.
只有相信。
Understand the work of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
我们要明白圣父、圣子、圣灵在我们身上所做的。
We have a relationship with God that's guaranteed.
我们和神的关系是一种保证。
God help us to walk faithfully in that for His glory.
神会帮助我们在他的荣耀当中跟他一起走。
So if the first part of this message was about our sovereign God,
第一部分就是关于我们神的至高无上的荣耀。
In chapter 2, Paul moves on to our desperate condition.
那第二章呢，保罗把我们带到我们自己的一种绝望无助的一种境况当中。
In chapter 2 and verse 1 it says, And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
那第二章第一节说，我们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫我们活过来。
When I was 21 years old,
他21岁的时候，
That's 43 years ago.
43年之前。
Yes, I'm 64 years old.
你知道他多大了。
I knew you would do the math, so that's what I am. I have my papers now for my Canada pension and old age security. They're showing up in the mail for me now.
他现在已经得到了他的 pension, 就是退休的这些benefit.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
他不知道到底有多少。
Anyways, when I was 21 years old, I was serving as a young pastor, as a young associate pastor in Ottawa.
他那时候21岁，在奥特华做一个这个牧师，做一个社会的这个叫义务的牧师吧。
And I got a phone call from a funeral home.
他得到了一个从一个就是墓园打来的电话。
Asking me if I would do a funeral.
邀请他去做一个葬礼。
It was for a man who was murdered.
一个人被杀了。
And I went to Ottawa to learn about ministry.
Pardon me?
I went to Ottawa to learn about ministry.
他去渥太华是去学习这些福音的事工的。
And so I said, can you find someone else?
他说能不能找别人呢？
The funeral home called me back about an hour later.
一小时以后又打来了。
It was in the middle of July.
那是七月中旬。
They said, you're the only pastor who's left.
他说你是唯一的我们能找到的牧师。
That was in our denomination. Everybody else was on vacation.
那时候是很多都在度假了。
And so I said yes.
他说那就这样吧。
It was hard.
很难的。
That man didn't know Jesus Christ. The man didn't know Jesus Christ.
因为那个人不信主。
And so I did the best I could and I shared the gospel.
他尽力来做，然后他在这个葬礼上讲了福音。
But it just reminded me about what it means to be dead.
这件事情就提醒他什么是死。
In this part of the chapter,
在这段经文当中，
there are four unalterable truths that Paul reveals.
保罗告诉我们四个不变的真理。
And the first one was, you were dead.
那第一个就是过去你是死的。
Look at verses 1-3. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind.
第二节到第三节，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
If you're a follower of Jesus Christ here today, don't forget from where you have come.
如果你现在跟随耶稣了，不要忘记你是从哪里来的。
You were once dead.
过去你是死的。
You know, back in Genesis, the lie was, you will not surely die.
那我们回到创世纪第三章里边，魔鬼的谎言说你不一定死。
That was a lie.
那是一个谎言。
The death was instant.
这个死是立刻的。
It was spiritual.
那是属灵的。
And it separated all of mankind from God.
这个死亡把所有的人类与神隔绝。
So as Paul is building his argument, as he's building the truth,
那保罗在建立他的这种真理。
And the first thing he lays out for them is, remember, you were dead.
他告诉我们，让我们要记住我们曾经是死的。
In your trespasses and sins.
死在我们的罪恶过犯当中。
You know, one of the first indications of physical death is the body's inability to respond.
那死的这个特征呢，第一个就是我们没有任何的反应。
It can't respond to any stimulus, no matter what it might be.
那不能对我们任何的这个刺激有任何的一个回应。
He can't, a dead person can't react.
一个死人没有任何的反应的。
Doesn't respond to light or smell.
对光、对味道都没有。
Or to sound or to taste.
对声音啊、对这个味道啊都没有反应。
Or to pain.
或疼痛。
Or to anything else.
任何的事情。
A dead person is totally insensitive.
一个死人是完全完全没有任何的感觉的。
And the Bible says you and me were spiritually dead.
圣经告诉我们，我和大家都一样，都是在灵里边是死的，没有感觉的。
Unable in any way to respond.
不能有任何的能力，任何的方法有回应。
You know, the text goes on in verse 2 and it talked about how we were disobedient.
那第二节呢？第二节就讲到了我们是如何的这个悖逆。
Not only was I dead, but I was also disobedient.
我们不只是死了，而且呢，我们还是悖逆的。
The pictures Paul gives are so powerful.
保罗给我们的这个信息是如此的有力量。
In Titus 1:15 and 16, it says, "To the pure, all things are pure, but to the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But both their minds and their consciences are defiled. They profess to know God, but they deny Him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work."
提多书的一章十五节、十六节。在洁净的人 凡物都洁净，在污秽不信的人什么都不洁净，连心地和天良也都污秽了。他们说是认识神，凡事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的，是悖逆的，在各样善事上是可废弃的。
I'm dead without Christ.
死亡的人是没有基督的。
I'm a disobedient person without Christ.
那我们悖逆的人是没有基督的。
I'm depraved without Christ.
那我们接下来，他今天这个里边有四个 D， 那第一个 D 呢就是 dead， 第二个 D 呢就是 disobedient， 第三个 D 就是 deprived， 就是堕落败坏。
A depravity is a complete orientation to your own sinful way。
我们堕落的人呢，我们活在最终和我们最终应有的方式是完全契合的。
No man seeks after God, the Bible says。
圣经告诉我们，没有人寻求神。
Warren Wiersbe in his book Be Rich, he writes the following. Do you have that quote?
Yeah,
okay,
I know.
Okay. He said, when you apply the word depraved to the unsaved person, you are not saying that he only does evil or that he's incapable of doing good. You are simply saying he's incapable of doing anything to merit salvation or meet the standard of God's holiness.
哦，这个比较长的，这我还下点功夫去学了。这个叫威斯比的一个神学家，他写了一本书叫《In Be Rich》，就是在丰盛当中的。这个他有这样一段话，就讲到了说，当我们讲到这个败坏，在应用不信的人上这个败坏的词的时候呢，我们不是说他这个人只能作恶，没有能力行善，而这 I haven't finished。或者只是说他没有能力做任何事情呢，和他应该得到的救恩相配，或者说他没有能够做任何事情满足神圣洁公义的这种崇高的要求。
As a result, you are doomed.
那一个结果呢，就是
There is no hope.
这是一个命定的，这是最后一个 D， 就是 doomed， 就是命定。
I remember when I was a kid，
他当他是一个小孩的时候
，and my brother and I would be goofing around， and I would do something that was going to get me in trouble。
他们兄弟俩关系很好的，当他做一些什么事情会有麻烦的时候
，I know you find that's hard to believe that that was possible。
都是孩子都这样的。
My brother would say to me, "You are so dead when Dad gets home."
就是他的哥就会跟他讲说，当爸爸回来的时候，你死定了。
I knew there was going to be an action against the action that I had done, and my dad was going to take care of it.
他的有一些事情，他爸爸回来的时候要来对付他的。
No, he wasn't literally going to kill me.
他并不是说真要杀死他。
But I knew there was going to be a payment.
但他要负责任，要有一些代价。
In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
罗马书6:23说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
And so as Paul is writing to these dear Christians.He says, "Before you knew Christ, you were dead. You had no hope."
保罗就是告诉我们，写给我们这些信主的人说，我们在遇见耶稣基督之前，我们是没有希望的，我们是死的。
But in verses 4-9 comes the hope.
那接下来的4:9呢，是我们的希望。
It says, "But God."Being rich in mercy, because of His great love in which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
第四节说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
I had no hope. I was dead, but in Jesus Christ I am alive.
我们是死的，我们没有希望，但是因耶稣基督，我们活过来了。
But God being rich in mercy.
神蛮有恩典，蛮有怜悯。
You know, we tend to think about being rich in grace.
我们想一想这个丰满的、丰盛的恩典。
We think about what the gifts are that God has given us. That's grace.
我们想一想，神给我们的这个礼物就是他的恩典。
Grace is getting what you don't deserve.
恩典是我们得到了我们本来不应该得到的。
Mercy is not getting what you do deserve.
这个怜悯是我们做了应该得的，但是没有给我们。
And so God's riches to us are not just shown in His grace, but also in His mercy.
神给我们的就是一个是怜悯，一个是恩典，都统统给我们。
It's poured out in how much He could pour on us, but He doesn't.
但他给了我们他所有应该能够给我们的。
Think about that, how awesome God's work is in your salvation, in grace and in mercy.
大家想想，这是何等大的一个奇妙的一个工作，神给我们这样大的一个恩典。
In verse 4 it says, He loved us.
圣经说，四节说，因他爱我们。
I was dead.
我是死的。
I was doomed.
我是命定的，是。
I was unlovable.
我们一点都没有可爱的地方。
I was unloving.
我根本就不可爱。
And He loved me.
但是他爱我们。
We gave God no reason to love us.
我们没有任何的给神爱我们的理由。
Even when you were dead, He loved you.
但是即使在我们死中的时候，神也爱我们。
Notice in verse 5 what happens. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
他说，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便我们叫我们与基督一同活过来，我们得救是本乎恩。
He made us alive.
是他使我们活过来。
I hear sometimes people say, I was on this pathway and I found God. I was on a pathway and I found God.
Pathway?
A journey.
Oh, 有人说我因为我自己有一个什么经历，然后我就认识神了。
Okay, believe me, I understand. He has the hard job today.
是，他说我今天这个比较难。
I was on this pathway and I on this journey and I found God.
我经过一件事情，然后我就认识神了。
No, you didn't.
不是这样。
You were dead.
我们是死的。
No one seeks after God. There's none righteous, not even one.
没有人寻求神。
But God made you alive.
是神让我们活过来。
And God did this work that began that life in you.
是神做的，一切都是他做的。
And you trusted Jesus Christ, and you're saved.
当我们信耶稣以后，我们就得救了。
It's an awesome truth that's found in God's Word.
这是一个非常根基性的一个真理。
I don't pretend to understand all of it.
我不要假装我明白所有的真理。
But I understand that God is sovereign.
我只要知道神是至高无上的。
And He gets to do whatever He wants to do.
他要做他。任意他想做的事情。
And he saved me.
但是他救了我。
And if you've trusted Jesus Christ, he saved you.
如果你相信耶稣基督，他就会救你。
And he keeps us.
但是他保守我们。
Look at verses 6 to 9. And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that at the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not your own doing. It's a gift of God. It's not a result of works, so that no one can boast.
第六到第九节，他又叫我们一同与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在耶稣基督里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
We are saved through the gift of God.
我们得救是因着神的恩典，神的礼物。
And so let me ask you today, have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
那我今天想问大家一个问题，你有没有耶稣基督是你的救主呢？
Is God's Spirit tugging at your heart?
神的圣灵感动你没有？
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
相信耶稣基督你就会得救。
As God brings you from death to life, you admit that you are a sinner separated from God.
还是你在这个与神隔绝的时候呢，神就已经爱你了。
And then you believe.
如果你爱，相信他。
You transfer the trust from what you hoped in before to Jesus Christ.
那我们把我们的希望都放在耶稣基督身上。
You understand that it's not about your works and your efforts and your trying harder. It's all about what Jesus did for you.
都是关乎神耶稣基督，不是我们自己的努力，我们自己的功劳，我们自己的努力。
Acts 16:30 says, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved.
使徒行传十六章三十节说，又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Now all of that that we've just talked about.
我们今天所有讲的
is really why I came today.
是 pardon?
It's really why I came here today.
哦，是他为什么来到这里的原因。
It's for us to see in verse 10.
这个第十节，我们看第十节。
You see, salvation isn't just a ticket to heaven.
这个
It's not just a ticket to get you into heaven.
这个救恩不只是一个我们进天堂的一个门票。
Salvation is the beginning of an awesome relationship with a with our sovereign God.
救恩是我们与神建立一种关系，是至高神建立关系的一个开始。
In verse 10 it says, For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works.
第十节说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
You were created in Christ Jesus for something.
我们在耶稣基督里造成是为了一个目的。
Not for us just to go merrily along in our lives thinking everything's fine, I've got my ticket.
不只是说我有救恩了，我有永生了，我得到了一个天国的门票。
The person who's trusted Jesus Christ sees how awesome God is.
那我们得到救恩是让人看到神是何等的奇妙。
And now wants to live out for the glory of God in their life.
那我们要用我们的一生来荣耀神。
We are His workmanship.
我们是他的工作。
The Greek word here is the word for poem, or piece of art.
那这个词呢，是在希腊语当中的一个词，是一个艺术品。
You are God's poem.
我们是神手工的一个艺术品。
You are God's work of a masterpiece of art.
这是一个艺术大师手中的一个杰作。
And it says, "We are. I am His workmanship."
我是他的一个童工。
He created me for good works.
他创造我们是有一个美好的工作。
Not good works to save me.
不是只是说一个工作来救我。
But good works because I am saved and He is awesome.
而是说他救了我，显出他的荣耀来。
God works through us in this.
他的工作也是通过我们来实现。
Let me reread that verse. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
还是刚才节经文，我们是他的工作，在基督里造成。我要叫我们行善，是神预备叫我们行的，我们要行出来。
We're not saved by our works.
我们救恩不是靠我们的工作。
We're saved for good works.
我们的救恩是为了那个善的工作。
They are the evidence that you and I are in Jesus Christ.
这是一个我们在基督里蒙恩得救的一个证据。
I read this quote. It says, "We do not perform good works to glorify ourselves, but to glorify God."
还是这个卫斯理这个神学家他讲过一句话，他说，我们的好行为不是为了荣耀我们自己，乃是为了荣耀上帝。
Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men."
那在哥罗西书的3:23说，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
You see, the mission to live out for Jesus Christ is impossible if we do it in our own strength.
如果我们用我们的能力，我们能够为了主而活，这是一个非常艰难的事情。
But the mission is possible because the sovereignty of God.
如果是因为有神至高无上的能力缘故，就变成可能。
Those things that we've seen God do as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那我们在第一章中看到，整个都是三位一体至高的神他所做的。
That's the only reason it's possible.
那就是一个为什么能够变成可能的一个原因。
If it weren't for the finished work of Christ,
pardon me?
If it wasn't for the finished work of Christ,
哦，不是，如果不是，基督他完成的工作。
If it wasn't for the transaction where my sin was put on Him and His righteousness was put on me,
如果不是这样一个交接，就是我的罪放在耶稣身上，耶稣的义倒在我的身上
，the mission would be impossible.
那这个使命就是不可能实现的。
But He made me alive in Jesus Christ.
但是他使我活过来，在耶稣基督里。
And therefore the mission is possible.
那变成这个使命成为一个可能。
God help us.
神帮助我们。
Understanding a little bit better of how awesome His work is.
让我们能够更清晰地明白是多么奇妙的一个工作。
That we would live out our lives for the glory of Jesus Christ.
如果我们用我们的生命，用我们的生活来荣耀神，荣耀基督。
Now you might say, "Well, that's easy for you to say. You're a pastor."
那你可能会说，对你来说很容易，因为你是个牧师。
I struggle with sin just like you struggle with sin.
那我可以告诉大家，我和大家一样的是与罪在征战的。
I struggle with failure just like you struggle with failure.
我和大家一样是以失败来斗争的。
But my hope is not in what I accomplish.
但是我的希望不是因为我能做出什么来。
My hope is in what Jesus Christ does.
我的希望在耶稣基督身上。
And when I sin, I can come to Him and there's forgiveness.
我知道我来到他的面前的时候，我就能得到赦免。
And that road of sanctification is a bumpy road, but it goes to be more and more like Jesus Christ.
就像一个球在弹，但是它是越来越高的，是向着基督方向的。
And so I challenge you as a church today.
我今天跟大家一个挑战。
As I challenge myself,
也是对我自己的一个挑战。
We have an awesome God.
我们有一个奇妙的神。
I was dead.
我是死的。
He made me alive.
他使我活过来。
And now I am His workmanship.
这是他的工作。
For his glory.
为他的荣耀。
For his kingdom.
为他的国度。
How awesome is that?
多么奇妙。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word today.
主啊，我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you for the book of Ephesians that Paul wrote.
啊，感谢主，你让保罗写了以弗所书。
When he wrote it, he had no idea I would preach it in a Chinese church in Oakville.
啊，我相信保罗他写这个以弗所书，他也没有想到我将来能够在华人的教会讲这篇道。
But you did, God.
啊，但是你知道的。
Because you know the beginning from the end.
但你因为你从起初到末后你都知道。
So give us hearts, Lord, to passionately live out for the glory of our Savior Jesus Christ.
主啊，求你给我们一个心智，让我们能够为着主耶稣基督能活出你的荣耀生命来。
If your followers of Jesus Christ were called to be your workmanship,
主啊，因为我们如果我们是你属你的儿女，我们就是你的工作。
Living as salt and light in our world,
我们做世上的盐和光来荣耀你。
For the glory of our Savior,
是为了我们荣耀的救主。
God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。Amen.